This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. Well, thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
What you are about to watch is a continuation of the last week episode, Happy Viewing.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, they that which see might be made blind.
I'm confirming what I'm saying with the Bible. Christ says by himself, it was because of judgment he came to the world. God was bringing judgment upon the dead world, like he did in the days of Noah. So instead of destroying the world, like in the days of Noah, God destroyed Jesus. He killed Jesus. He brought judgment upon him. That is why, in order for you to be saved from untruth, is why I have come. I am the Comforter. Christ says, if the Comforter will come, he will rebuke the work of sin. It's because Christ did not take away the sin. He took up the punishment, the judgment, the murder of God, the death, which God has mapped out for sinners upon Jesus. The death of Jesus, his agony upon the cross. God, Jesus Christ was showing you what awaits you. You sinners, if you continue to sin.
For
you to know the dreadfulness, the bitterness which sin brings into people's life. The bitter suffering brought upon Jesus and his weeping, his agony, it was meant to show you sinners what awaits you here in this world and in the hereafter. Sorrow, gnashes of teeth, suffering, and beating. God, after in this world. So it's for you to understand what I'm saying now.
Oh, ye good or young to no so to repe, Ijia, Kiko, Tijeso, to Jenny Aye, Ati Bobala, Tokoju, Ponto Juna Aye, oh, one, or do there be a coffin, walk through Bripe, or to draw deal, tobacco, Ati, Pineke, Ino, Nipash, or Loss, or Lodu, to draw deal, lay Aye, yet to my price, let about this, as you know, Shire.
Yes. It's just a sort of warning. And this is what everybody is experiencing now. Look at what the whole world, what they are passing through. Is sorrow, death, suffering, punishment,
ijiya,
insurgency, all these sort of things, sudden destruction,
iparun ojiji.
All these are tragic consequences of sin.
Which,
you see, I fear to commit sin. I personally, because of my knowledge about what Christ have taught us through his death, through his suffering on the cross. See, he has taught us. So I don't want to suffer or experience that suffering which Christ suffered. He has taught me that, look, if I sin, I will suffer in life. If I sin, I will know sorrow. If I sin, so by his death, he has taught me all this. And this is what I'm teaching you. The world has been carried away by untruth. Deceiving the world. Never mind. Christ has taken away your sin. Look at your life now. Are you receiving this truth tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Don't be deceived that Christ has taken away your sin. Right. When you say the son of God, who had never committed the sin, crying on the wood of the cross, he was forsaken by God. Father, why have you forsaken me? It was in sorrow. He's teaching you that if you sin, God will forsake you.
Ani to ba ri omo Olorun ti o lese Olorun ti o dese ri to ke ra lori ki agbele bu baba e se ti o komi sile o fi ko e pe to ba tesu as that my dese Olorun baba yo ko e sile.
This one thing I want you to understand, because God is holy.
Ohun ti a fe ki o ye ri yi to pe mi mo ni Olorun.
Anyone that commits sin is forsaken already, and he stands to be punished.
Olorun yo ko eniken to ba dese sile ta ba le ti ko sile ijiya lo ma tele.
Just the suffering which Christ has passed through.
Ani gaga bi ijiya ti Jesu lati la koja.
I'll be glad and praise God if God says your heart tonight to understand all this truth. Amen. So that you may turn away from sin.
Inu olutunimo yo du to lo ba se fun to ba se ore ofe fun aye re lati je ki oye gbogbo yi ko yi o ko ba le yi pada ko
ru. If you don't want suffering, no prayer can turn away suffering in the world. Look at it. No matter how I pray for you, except you turn away from sin.
Bi olutunisi le gbadura fun wa ko si adura otun to le yi igbogbo enikeni pada bi ko se ko yi ko
ojo. Except you turn away from breaking the laws of God.
Ayati to ba ko ninu pe a ru ofin Olorun.
When sin entered into Eden,
nigba ti ese wonu ogba Edeni,
God said unto the woman, because you have done this in sorrow, you will conceive.
Oluwa so fun wa ifa pe itori pe won ti se yi ninu iponji ni won yo ma loyun
and be given birth.
Ni won yo si ma bimo.
You can see the problem that sin brought into the world of women.
En wa ti ri owo iponju ti ese mu wonu aye awon obirin.
Sorrow. Everywhere in the world it is the women that are suffering.
Ibanije ni bi gbogbo ni bi gbogbo lori laye o awon obirin ni won jiyaju.
God caused Adam, Eve, he caused her.
Oluwa fi Eva bu.
So I'm begging you, I want you to turn away from sin. If Jesus has taken away the sin of the world, why has all these things not changed? Am I talking now?
Yes.
Am I talking now?
Oh, yeah.
If Jesus Christ has taken away the sin of the world, why are we still suffering?
Ha!
Why do we still
labor?
You know what you suffer
before
you can eat. And you are a Christian. Why are you still suffering the same cursing which has come upon Adam thousands of years ago? Why are you still affected? All I'm saying, I don't want you to suffer or experience the suffering, the agony which Jesus Christ had passed through by his death, so that you must turn away from sin. Today, whatever you are, this is 2020. Distortion has come upon the whole world. Pestilences. Mystery killer diseases. Sickness that defy medical treatment. It is because of sin. I want you, my people, to depart from sin. And no man be deceived by the right on truth that Christ has taken sin of the world away. How many of you is making up his mind or her mind to turn away from sinfulness and corruption? How many of you raise up your
hands?
I pray so it be unto you.
And
I pray for you the power of restoration, the power that will turn you from sin. Has already come upon you.
Yes.
But just obey my voice. Just obey my voice. Just obey my voice. Yes. Okay. And righteousness will take over your life.
Amen.
I say righteousness will take over your life.
Because
I'm the spirit of truth. I'm to guide you into path of righteousness. So it
should
be good for you. There's nothing prayer can do except you turn from sinfulness and corruption.
I
thank God for this blessing that has come upon you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.